As the water turned from black to crimson, Vistara had to fight the urge to exhale in relief. Lady Rhea had obviously survived and was still conscious. Unless Abeloth was the one pulling them to the surface. Although the castaway had dodged most of the search party's questions about her training, she was obviously both strong in the Force and capable of. The blue disk of the sun began to ripple down through the crimson water, but Vistara was too preoccupied, too frightened to notice even when they broke the surface. Abeloth had been with them. The meaning of that finally sank in. The siphon reed had attacked Lady Rhea, and Abeloth had done nothing to stop it. In fact, no plant had ever attacked someone while they were in Abeloth's presence. Vistara heard a loud, croaking gasp and felt a flood of bodily relief as her lungs filled with fresh air. Lady Rhea made a similar sound as she also began to breathe, then squirmed free of Vistara's grasp and turned to kiss her.
"I owe you my life," she coughed. "Whatever you desire, Vistara, it will be yours."
"First, to leave this river alive,"
Vistara said. Seeing that both of her master's hands were free of weapons, she shoved her parang into Lady Rhea's grasp.
"Abeloth is trying to..."
Vistara's explanation was interrupted by a loud outcry from shore. Then she felt herself and Lady Rhea rising out of the water.
"Don't worry,"
Lady Rhea said.
"We're safe."
Vistara shook her head.
"No, she betrayed..."
"Of course, we're safe,"
Lady Rhea interrupted, not seeming to understand. She pointed upstream.
"Your friend Ari has us."
Vistara turned in the direction Lady Rhea was pointing. Ari was standing on the shore, about 50 meters away, his weapons at his feet and both hands extended toward them. Most of the search party was rushing down the shore to protect Lady Rhea if she was attacked again. Master Chaul remained at Ari's side, his jaw clenched and his dark eyes burning as though he were contemplating grabbing his apprentice's parang and beheading him with it. Tonight, Vistara knew, Ari would take a beating for saving her and Lady Rhea, if Abeloth let them live that long. Behind Chaul and Ari stood something, tall and vaguely human, with a long cascade of yellow hair that reached nearly to the ground. Her eyes were tiny and deep sunken, like two stars shining out a pair of black wells, and she had a large, full-lipped mouth, so broad that it reached from ear to ear. Her stubby arms protruded no more than 10 centimeters from her shoulders, but in place of fingers, her hands had writhing tentacles, so long that they hung down past her knees. The body was as straight as a tree trunk, and as she started downstream to the place where Vistara and Lady Rhea would be coming ashore, her legs did not seem to swing forward so much as ripple. Vistara went cold and queasy inside as Ari lowered her and Lady Rhea to shore. She found herself kneeling in the shallows, retching black, silty water into the river and shaking so hard that her body ached. Horrible as it was, the thing she had seen standing behind Ari and Chaul had been familiar to her. The long aquiline nose, high cheeks, and well-shaped chin, all were the face of Abeloth. Just this morning, that face had seemed the most beautiful she had ever seen, until Lady Rhea had declared it was time to return home, and Abeloth had betrayed her true nature.
"It's just river water,"
Lady Rhea said, taking Vistara by the arm.
"Stand up. You'll feel better."
Vistara allowed herself to be pulled up, hoping the thing she had seen with Ari had just been the product of an oxygen-starved mind, or at least that she would be spared seeing it in its true nature again. She looked back up the shore and began to tremble again. The thing was still there, as horrible as it was before, and it was coming toward her, its tiny silver eyes burning a hole right through her, its gruesome mouth smiling ear to ear, showing a mouthful of sharp teeth.